For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is kicking off a three-day visit to South Korea today. As part of his time there, he'll also join a summit which gathers leaders from China, Japan and South Korea on Sunday. The meetings this weekend are expected to discuss the potential creation of a trilateral free trade agreement, as leading players in Asia, China, Japan and South Korea make up around 70% of all economic output in Asia and represent 20% in the world economy. 26 people have been confirmed dead after a nightclub fire in the Romanian capital Bucharest late on Friday. Another 180 were injured and taken to hospital. The fire broke out as the club in downtown Bucharest prepared to stage a light show and a pyrotechnic display to mark the launch of an album by the band Goodbye to Gravity. Witnesses say the polystyrene decor inside the club was ignited before the explosion, which led to the stampede for the exit. A building has collapsed in central China's Henan province, leaving 17 workers dead and 23 injured. The two-story house, which was built in the 1990s, collapsed suddenly on Friday afternoon. Initial investigations suggested the collapse might be caused by a renovation to the building. Top legislators here in China are mulling over the country's first ever charity law in an effort to increase transparency. A draft being discussed by the National People's Congress would require charities to publicise clear information on their operations. It says such information should be released at least once every 3 months. The draft includes special stipulations on online fundraising to prevent cybercrime. The law follows the rapid development of the charity sector in China in the past decade, with the amount of donations 10 times that of 10 years ago. China's central bank has announced a series of new measures to be applied to the Shanghai Free Trade Zone. One of them is to allow individuals to directly buy overseas assets, including businesses, stocks and real estate. The exchange quota for Chinese citizens will also be increased beyond the current $50,000 level currently allowed for people in other parts of the country. Dozens of diplomats have ended hours of talks on the Syrian crisis in Vienna, with agreements reached on several points, but substantial differences, especially concerning the future of the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad, remaining. A joint statement issued after the meeting says the ministers have agreed to ask the United Nations to initiate a political process that hopefully could lead to a ceasefire and elections in Syria. The international talks gathered diplomats from key players, including the United States, Britain and Russia, as well as other regional stakeholders. They included Iran for the first time, making it the broadest gathering of nations yet to discuss Syria's future. Diplomats also agreed to meet again in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the US says it's going to deploy a group of special forces to Syria to fight the Islamic State militants. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said on Friday that the move did not signify a major shift in policy, but is an intensification of existing policy designed to bolster local opposition forces. An administration official put the number of special operations troops at fewer than 50, but the White House said it expected those troops to have what it called an outsized impact. Bodies were brought to shore on the Greek island of Kalymnos on Friday after one of the worst accidents in its territorial waters since the refugee and migrant crisis began. Greece's Merchant Marine Ministry said 19 people had died and 138 were rescued near the eastern island. Several of the victims were children, including babies. Another 3 also died as they tried to reach Rhodes, and 3 were still missing. Germany and Austria have agreed to limit the number of border crossing points for refugees to 5 in order to deal more effectively with the flow of refugees. According to German media reports, the two governments are to set up transfer and control points to create what they called an orderly process. The government of Bavaria, which borders Austria, has accused Vienna of endangering Germany's security by bringing large numbers of refugees to its border in recent days without any prior consultation. A court in Poland has decided that the extradition of movie director Roman Polanski to the United States is unacceptable. The court's decision is legally invalid, and the prosecutors can now appeal the ruling. The prosecutors argued that Polanski should be deported to the US because the crime he committed had not lapsed in the US. The US requested the extradition of Roman Polanski in early 2015. The world-famous director of Polish descent escaped from the US after he was accused of sexual intercourse with an underage girl in 1977. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.